Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue with our news items, which include possible local tax rises and tributes to the great Geraldini. First, Richard tells us about the ongoing problems with cycling in the city.
A controversial scheme to make a street safer for cyclists today came under fire yet again because speed bumps installed just months ago have had to be replaced. Norwich City Council had trumpeted the £785,000 changes to the avenues as an important plank in its £5.7 million Push the Pedalways project, which aims to make it easier for cyclists to get around the city. But last year, it emerged that original plans for dedicated Danish-style cycle lanes had to be scrapped. The council said detailed design work established that the only way to prevent the work for those from damaging tree roots would be to dig the paths by hand, which would make the cost of the scheme prohibitive. Instead, advisory cycle paths were painted on the road to the disappointment of the Norwich cycling campaign. And now it has emerged that contractors Tarmac have had to return to the road to replace the road humps and repair road surfaces. Just as in the case of another of the Push the Pedalway projects, Tombland and Palace Street, where repairs needed to be done not long after work was completed, the contractor has agreed to make the changes at no extra cost to the council. A spokeswoman for Tarmac said, "We're disappointed that these issues have occurred and regret any inconvenience this has caused for our clients and the public."
A Norwich company has admitted three offences in relation to the death of a woman who was crushed by an automatic electric gate. Jill Lunn died in April 2013 when the gate fell on her at her home in Fields Lane in Blowfield Heath. Automated Garage Doors and Gates Limited appeared at Norwich Crown Court, where Philip Hackett, QC, for the company, said it was pleading guilty to three counts of failing to comply with a requirement under the Supply of Machinery Safety Regulations. The first offence, admitted by the Burnett Road Company, relates to placing machinery, namely an automated electric gate, which was unsafe, at Mrs. Lunn's home. The other offences relate to failing to ensure the applicable health and safety requirements were satisfied for the machinery before it was put onto the market and into service, and failing to follow the approximate conformity assessment procedures for the machinery before it was put onto market and into service. Following Mrs. Lunn's death, Robert Churchyard, 50, of Turner Road, Norwich, was charged with manslaughter and another offence of breaching his work duty by failing to take reasonable care of the health and safety of himself and other people.
A slimming club is helping people slim their bins rather than their waistlines. People across Norwich are invited to join the Rubbish Diet in February, a programme co-founded by recycling expert Karen Cannard, and which is part of the One Planet Norwich Sustainable Festival, hosted by Norwich City Council. The three-week diet is a free project to help people improve their recycling by offering support, tips and problem-solving ideas. Ms. Cannard said, "The Rubbish Diet has helped thousands of people make a difference at home, and I'm delighted to bring it to life in Norwich."
Volunteers are restoring Ketts Heights to its former glory. The Friends of Ketts Heights group was set up in November, and since then 40 members have been clearing the Norwich site through the winter months in a bid to welcome a range of plants and wildlife. The rejuvenated location is already filling its schedule. Community theatre group Common Lot will take part in two performances of Ketts Rebellion this summer. A spokesperson from the Friends said, "The regeneration of Ketts Height is moving forward very positively. The group want to restore a welcoming space for the local community and visitors to Norwich, an event space with activities to suit a wide audience, and an educational space where its long and diverse history can be investigated and interpreted. The best news of all is that the main viewing point has been cleared. This is an excellent and early example of the positive relationship between the Friends of Kett's Height and Norwich City Council. Volunteers with specialist help spent a day reducing the heights of trees and clearing scrub to provide a clear view once again.
Tributes have been paid to a Norwich magician, remembered by many as an impressive showman, extremely dedicated to his craft. Gerald Mortar, known as the Great Geraldini, and who started Norwich and District Magic Circle, has died aged 89. He was all for magic. His life was just all around magic, said magician Stephen Whittier, known as Mystified, who added even stars such as Paul Daniels were familiar with the Great Geraldini. Anything he did, he would always be top of the bill. He is really going to be sorely missed throughout the magic fraternity.
People in Norwich could be facing the biggest hike in their council tax bills for years. But political leaders insisted that possible increases are necessary to stave off cuts to frontline services. More than £50 a year could be added to city bills for Band D properties, and just over £42 for a Band B home. If Norfolk County Council, Norwich City Council, and Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner all up their share of the tax. Norfolk County Council is considering a 3.99% increase in its share, of which 2% would go towards a new precept, ring-fenced to pay for adult social care. County Hall leaders said that the increase, which would be the first in the County Council's share for 5 years. The County Council's Policy and Resources Committee will meet to discuss the potential increase, but the Norfolk Police and Crime Panel, made up of Norfolk councillors and independent members, will meet to review the County's Police and Crime Commissioner's proposed precept. Police and Crime Commissioner Stephen Bett has put forward two options. One is a council tax freeze, but the other is for a 1.98% increase, which would add an average of about £4 a year to the share of the tax which goes to the police. And Norwich City Council's cabinet will discuss a 1.95% increase in City Hall's share of the tax.
An East Anglian cancer charity is celebrating a landmark anniversary with a series of initiatives aimed at tackling the disease and bringing help and comfort to its sufferers. Big C has raised £25 million since it was founded 35 years ago by two Norfolk men, with much of the funds, which go to help people with cancer and into research, realised from donations to its retail shops across Norfolk. There are now plans to increase the number of Big C shops in Norfolk and Suffolk, according to the charity's chief executive, Dr. Chris Bushby, speaking ahead of a special 35th anniversary event at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The charity also aims to continue to invest heavily in work at Norwich Research Park, more than £10 million since 1980.
Norfolk County Council has warned it may come out fighting against plans for new homes it believes will increase pressure on school places. Education officers raised concerns that, while they have plans to cope with new housing in areas earmarked for expansion, ad hoc planning applications outside so-called local plans would put too much strain on existing schools. In a report to councillors, they set their sights on what they describe as speculative housing outside the local plan application. The report said, where such planning applications place pressure on existing schools, we'll raise serious concerns with the planning authority and expect this to be taken in account in their determination of the application. Last year, 92.1% of Norfolk parents received a place at their first preference primary school, which was a fall from 94.4% in 2014. The Council's annual local growth and infrastructure plan highlighted a continued growth in the primary school population, which is due to start hitting high schools in 2017.
A historic pub in the heart of Norwich is toasting the start of a new chapter in its life. Number 12, which boasts views of Norwich Castle, faced an uncertain future after its previous landlord called time on the business. But pub company Enterprise Inns has brought in new licensees who already operate three other pubs around Norwich, and the popular drinking spot will reopen. Co-licensees Russell Evans and John Lingford agreed to take on the pub, which is in Farmers Avenue and thought to be around 250 years old, to build on its existing strong reputation.
Rail passengers travelling between London and Norwich can expect delays to weekend services until April. Network Rail is planning to upgrade the line between London Liverpool Street and Ingatestone in Essex over the next 10 weekends. It means passengers will have to use a bus replacement service for part of the journey. A spokesman for Abellio Greater Anglia said we'll be working with Network Rail and doing all we can to provide passengers with the best possible alternative service during the weekends when improvement works on the mainline route are taking place. Passengers travelling during this time are advised to check their journey details in advance.